AccuWeather forecast turning partly cloudy with a high today in the low 70s. First-time claims for unemployment benefits up sharply nationwide, but down here in Wisconsin. The latest from Michael Toscano.
Initial jobless claims are up in what can only be described as a big miss for analysts' expectations. The Labor Department says it received 297,000 first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. That's up 15,000 from the week before. Most economists had predicted claims would actually fall to around 275,000. Michael Toscano, Washington.
The Racine City Plan Commission on a 3-1 vote with one abstention recommending a zoning change for properties at the southeast corner of Ohio Street and Washington Avenue on the west side for CVS to build its new pharmacy, for which the ultimate final decision will have to be a 3/4 vote of the Common Council. Alderman Dennis Weiser, backing staff recommendations against it, said this kind of a commercial development's just too big for that area.
If we start cannibalizing residential space to accommodate a business, we are ignoring half of our responsibilities relative to the comprehensive city plan. We are responsible to accommodate business. We are also responsible to protect and maintain residential neighborhoods. People bought into these neighborhoods. They bought into them 20, 30 years ago. They would like the neighborhood to stay consistent. And if we're just going to drop a large drugstore in their neighborhood, we have violated the trust.
Commissioner Melvin Hargrove suggesting the positives outweigh the negatives. Some of the latter, though, still to be worked out with CVS.
I really believe that this proposed zoning is not detrimental to the public interest. I know we talk about expanding, and we talk about stabilizing the economic picture in Racine. I believe that it can do both. I understand that it won't expand as many as I thought so far as employees, but the economic expansion and the economic stability, I believe, will be there with CVS.
The rezoning vote by aldermen is not going to take place till July 21st. The conditional use permit needed by CVS, that's another issue that planning staff says requires a lot more work. Commissioner Tom Durkin just appointed last month, again abstaining from the vote on the CVS rezoning, like with the amendment of the land use plan, and he says he's undecided about his future vote on the conditional use. A woman taken into custody by Mount Pleasant police this week at a home in the 2800 block of Oregon Street is named in a warrant charging her with reckless homicide, along with manufacture and delivery of drugs. 25-year-old Stephanie Chapman of Wales, sought by the U.S. Marshals Service, referenced the 2014th drug-related death of a woman from Oconomowoc, while Pleasant Police confronting Chapman, who initially denied that identification. Kenosha Unified School District is looking for volunteers to serve on the school board's standing committees. Interested parties need to have a background related to the committee on which they wish to serve and a desire to share their professional expertise with the district. You must also live in Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, or Summers. A letter of intent that includes qualifications and reasons for serving should go to the district no later than Friday, July the 17th. Kenosha School Board has 4 standing committees: planning, facilities and equipment, audit, budget and finance, personnel and policy, and curriculum program. Racine County Treasurer Jay Nicolai putting out a reminder that the second and final installment of 2014 property taxes is due by the end of this month. Says late payments will result in interest and penalty charges of 1.5% per month, retroactive to February 1st. The payments can be made in person at the Racine County Courthouse or at the City of Burlington facility. There's also a 24-hour drop box outside of the courthouse. The payments can be made by electronic check or credit card on the county's website or mailed in to the county treasurer's office. Mailed-in payments, though, have to have a postmark of July 31st. Family history's become a big business in America, but genealogy, well, it still boils down to information and stories about the past, the latter being promoted by the Burlington Genealogical Society for its annual picnic the evening of July the 15th at Wemhoff Square downtown. On WRJN's Community Conversations today, Judith Schultz, who runs the Spinning Top Museum, says the picnic event next Wednesday is going to present unusual ancestors and the stories about them, but you don't have to be from Burlington.
I have a few distant relatives, maybe from Burlington. Most of mine kind of focus around the Racine area and Caledonia and Mount Pleasant. So I didn't join, and I went to some meeting they had about computer research and realized that hardly anybody there had necessarily Burlington relatives, that really it is for anyone that wishes to come.
She says they want to know about your ancestors' occupation, any claim to fame, a brush with the law, or just anything unique. Bring along a photograph if you want. You're welcome to attend. The Burlington Public Library is what it's next to. The park there, July the 15th, 6 to 9 p.m., the corner of Pine and Washington Streets. AccuWeather forecast, turning partly cloudy. High today, the low to mid-70s. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.